Hello and welcome to Dip Stitch. This is Susan.
And this is Joe.
How you doing, Joe?
I'm doing really well. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
We're actually recording in person this time, which is so great.
Together, yeah. It's
together
nice.
Again.
Aww. I'm lucky enough to be at the lake house and totally relaxed.
Yep, this is a place to be.
Yeah, for sure. How long have you lived here?
I have lived in this town for over 20 years, and I've lived on the lake for about 8 or 9 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I lived in the center of town for a long time. Jamie and I have been together 24 years, and we just moved in together roughly 10 years ago. So, you know, we didn't want to rush into anything.
No, you got to take your time and make sure it's the right thing.
Yeah. I think
you don't want to just give it away. Yeah, you got to keep it, you know, keep a little bit of distance. You know what they say, distance makes the heart grow fonder.
Yeah, we had our own lives. We had our own houses. We had, you know, I was raising my kids. He was busy being a bachelor and working really hard. And we just didn't see a need to move in together until my youngest went off to college and, you know, I mean, it was kind of a financial decision. It would be cheaper to live together. So we decided to do it.
Oh, that's so romantic.
Yeah, there was probably nothing romantic about it. But
so speaking of houses, well, not just houses, but the house you lived in before was quite an old house. How old was that house?
That house was over 100 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a 13-room farmhouse with a big, huge barn in it. It was incredible. It was a beautiful house.
That was old. Did you ever, like, I know that we haven't talked about this, but you're someone, how would you describe your senses and your you know, feeling for, like, the paranormal almost?
Well, I know this is going to sound weird, but I've lived in several haunted houses, and I do have a keen sense of when there's, quote, someone else around. I just did little air quotes with my fingers. I just always had a keen sense of that. So in the last house I lived in, a lot of weird things would happen. The vacuum cleaner went on by itself.
No way.
And it was unplugged. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. The TV would go on by itself. And doors would open and close by themselves. So it was, I was never afraid, but it was a little eerie.
Did you go in the basement?
The basement was the scariest part of the house.
Would you go in the basement at night alone?
No, never.
Yeah, no.
No. No. My oldest son did. But he said it was creepy. Really creepy.
I had never been in your basement.
Don't ever go in that basement.
Well,
it's too late
now. I think the people living there would be upset if I did. I don't think they'd appreciate it.
Well, you know, when I moved into that house a few months later, a woman stopped by and said, I used to own this house. Can I come in and look around?
Yeah.
Which I was happy to let her do. So I'm very curious. I would love to go to that house now and see what they've done with it and wonder if it still had those weird things happening.
Or if maybe they were just following you around? Is that what you mean? Did you get a good feeling from the spirits or whatever? Or was it a bad feeling?
Well, it was just a feeling. It didn't scare me. Sometimes it was a little weird, like when I would go out at night, there would be this kind of tension in the air. I didn't know why. It was something going on. That was kind of strange.
Maybe it liked you. Maybe it didn't want you going
out. I always felt like a parental kind of thing.
Oh, maybe it was a child.
Well, I had a feeling that in that house there was a lost child. Some parents lost a child. That was the feeling I got. I could be wrong. I could be nuts, but.
And what about the house we grew up in?
Oh, that was totally haunted. It really, really was. I remember being up at night and laying in bed and hearing footsteps as clear as a bell on the upstairs floor, walking and pacing the upstairs constantly. And the people that came after me had that same kind of weird phenomena things happen. So it wasn't just me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was another basement that wasn't great to go into, although it wasn't big. It was very small.
Yeah, the basement didn't scare me in that house.
It was upstairs.
Upstairs was kind of creepy. Yeah.
And in general, how do you think about our everyday world and how the spirit world comes into it? Like, how do you think they intersect in your in life in general, or in your life specifically?
Well, I believe they do intersect in certain places at certain times. Like the lake house is, I never get any weird feelings. It's definitely not haunted. It's really comfortable, and I get no sense of any kind of activity. But like I said, if I went into my last house, it would probably all come back. So I don't believe that these sort of things happen everywhere at all times. It just depends where you are, basically.
Yeah. So I was just thinking that if, you know, that it sounds like what you're experiencing is more of, like, you call it a haunting, but do you think that there are, or how do you feel about people who say that there's just people with them, that their loved ones that are gone, that are just with them?
I believe in that. I definitely believe in that. In fact, after our grandmother died, I felt like she was around me a lot. And then one day, she was gone. I never felt the sense of her around. But it was very strong for the first year or two after she was gone.
That's so interesting.
So I believe in that.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you know, there's... So just because now you don't necessarily feel her strongly, do you believe that there's still people who have gone beyond who are still kind of looking out for you?
Sure, I think everybody believes that, especially if it's someone you really loved. You want to believe that they're always watching over you, and you know they may in fact be watching over you. No one will ever know. Unless you go to a psychic or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, I believe that people that move on are often still in your life in a totally different way.
Yeah. Do you have an experience with a psychic or something like that that you remember specifically being like impactful, like when you were with them, they told you something that like blew your mind, or that, you know, you remember?
I've been to several psychics over the years, and I do take it with a grain of salt, because it's not that I don't believe in that stuff, but it doesn't always apply what they're talking about. I don't remember anything earth shattering. I mean, at the time I did, you know, your heart kind of wants to make connections that might not be there.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I've been to good ones, and they have come up with things that really happened, and really, it really was truthful. But you can't really, it's not gospel, you know.
It's funny, there's just been this, in the last few years, it's become very popular because there's been several television shows. You know, there's, you know, the Long Island Medium. There's the Mama Medium. Have you heard of her?
No.
There's several shows. And then there's the Anthony Edwards, I think,
Right. And remember Sylvia Brown, was it?
I don't know. But all it feels like all of a sudden there's a lot more. It's become popular. It's on, you know, TV shows and everything. So it's just kind of interesting.
And well, because we have a desire to know what happened to the people who passed away.
Well, I have to tell you, I had a gathering the other day, a small gathering of vaccinated nurses at my house. And we were socially distanced, even though we're vaccinated, we were very careful. But there was supposed to be someone coming that was a, like, I don't know if she reads tea leaves, she's an older woman. I haven't met her, I've just heard. And it's funny, I was waiting to make a decision on something until I talked to her. And I don't know her, and I don't even know what I was waiting for in a way, but I felt like I myself couldn't search inside myself for the answer. I was like just being lazy almost and saying like, well, just see what she says about it.
Right, right.
And it was so weird. I thought after like, what is wrong with me? I mean, it's not bad to listen and get advice and think about it, but I was literally like, well, I'll just wait. I'll just see what you, just stupid.
Right. Well, I mean, it's entertaining and it's, and it can give you guidance if you're willing to use that information. But you kind of don't want to change your whole life around what a psychic says is going to happen.
Yeah. I was at, I had my palm read. It was kind of a strange story. It was with Scotland, with Dimitri in Scotland. And we were at this fair and there was this palm reader and I thought, oh, this will be fun, you know. And I asked her, she said, well, what do you have a couple of questions or something you want to know about? And, you know, one of the things that I had asked her about or mentioned was just relationship-wise, right? So she looked at the palm of my hand and she said, well, it explained all the lines and everything. And then she said, oh, these two are your love lines. And she said,
you're doomed.
You're supposed to have two loves in your life.
Oh.
And she goes, have you had two loves in your life? And I said, I don't know.
Right. Well, it's hard to
like,
tell.
I mean, if I'm honest, I don't know how much in love I was. I don't know. And then I racked my brain for a year after that thinking, was I really in love with this one? Maybe I wasn't and there is another. Like, I was so like, I've only got two love lines. How many do I have left? Do I have half a love line left? Was I kind of in love? Like, was I really in love? So I started to like, it took over a little bit.
Yeah. And you kind of don't want it. You kind of don't want it to do that. I mean,
no.
I mean, in fact, I'm a practicing Catholic and we're not supposed to go to psychics. Mm. It's kind of like you're supposed to just put your life in the hands of God and trust that he's going to do everything right by you, or he has control of your life. It's not up to you. That's why I kind of take it with a grain of salt, because I'm really, I believe these people have special talents and I believe that, you know, most of the time they're probably right on, but I can't kind of buy into the whole thing.
Yeah.
Not the whole thing.
Yeah. Well, there's a difference between believing that when people die, their spirit lives on and is around us. There's that thing. And then they're seeking out a person, a psychic, to answer questions in your life.
Right.
I mean, those are two kind of different things. Mm-hmm. So I completely know what you're saying, because, yeah, you can't go around and be asking different people what you're supposed to be doing.
Right.
And that's when I think what you're talking about in religion, you're supposed to pray for strength and
right.
The right thing to happen and leaving it in his hands, things like that. So I totally get that.
Yeah. I mean, but bottom line is it's fun, you know, it's a fun thing to do. If you have questions and you're not sure what to do.
You're praying to a dead guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hoping that he talks to you. So,
yeah.
I mean, I'm not trying to make fun of religion at all. But
okay.
If you really think about it.
Yeah.
And the apostles saw him after he died and he gave the messages. So it's kind of interesting.
Yeah. Anyway. I mean, I am. And that's why it's called faith. I mean, half the things in my religion are hard to believe, but that's why you have faith and that's why you carry on and that's why you keep going and learning. And I feel like it makes me a better person. So as far as psychics, like I said, I think they're to be to be enjoyed and to go and have a good time and basically, you know, take what you want to take from it and leave the rest.
Yeah. Yeah. And have fun.
And have fun.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's like a novelty kind of, in a way, you know, but
in fact,
not
my,
a novelty,
my
but
book,
something fun.
Yeah, it is fun. My book club, has a person, my friend Lisa knows of a psychic that, we're going to ask her to come do a group session, sometime in the spring or early summer. And I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
It's cheap money and it's a lot of fun.
I'll just say this, that part of me gets worried that they're going to read my mind and think,
oh, that you're really
strange
messed up.
Things pop in your head. Yeah, like, oh, crap. And they're going to say in front of, yeah, it's a weird thing. But anyway, so, hey, listen, this has been really a very interesting conversation.
Yeah.
And thank you.
Well, thank you. I mean, it's fun to talk about. And if people listen to this and walk away saying I'm crazy, then so be it. That's okay.
Maybe we can find a psychic to be a guest.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah.
Hopefully you'd like that.
Yeah, if you guys want to leave a comment, if something you'd like to listen to, that would be awesome. We can get working on that. So
for sure.
All right, well, dip stitch out.
Dip stitch out.
Keep it classy.
Keep it classy. Bye-bye.